In his first official overseas trip as Prime Minister, Mark Carney met with King Charles III and UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer on Monday, signalling a renewed emphasis on ties with Europe amid rising diplomatic pressure from the United States. Carney, sworn in last Friday as Canada's new Prime Minister, replacing Justin Trudeau, arrived in London after meeting French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris. He described the visit as part of an effort to reinforce connections with reliable allies during a time of global realignment. His visit comes at a moment of high tension with U.S. President Donald Trump, who has triggered a trade war with Canada and sparked outrage by suggesting that Canada could become the 51st U.S. state. At Buckingham Palace, Carney was warmly received by King Charles, Canada's head of state. In a brief public exchange captured on camera, the King congratulated Carney, who responded with humor, noting that his Order of Canada pin had broken off on the tarmac. The King jokingly offered to give him his own, prompting a shared chuckle. The two then held a private 30-minute audience, customary for Commonwealth prime ministers, though the details of their conversation were not disclosed. The meeting marked a significant, symbolic gesture amid the growing strain between Ottawa and Washington. While the monarch must remain neutral in political matters, recent gestures, including the King's appearance wearing Canadian military medals, planting a red maple tree at Buckingham Palace, and highlighting Canada during the Commonwealth Day service, have been viewed as subtle shows of support for Canada. Later, Carney met with UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer at 10 Downing Street, where both leaders reaffirmed the strong historical and political ties between their countries. Sir Keir called the meeting fantastic and said the UK and Canada were two sovereign allies with so much in common, shared history, shared values, shared king. Carney, during a joint press appearance, thanked Starmer for the welcome and reiterated Canada's independence, stating, "We don't need another country to validate our sovereignty. We are sovereign. We are proud in and of ourselves." Carney further dismissed Trump's comments about annexing Canada, saying such ideas were disrespectful and that Canada would never, ever, in any way, shape, or form, be part of the United States. He also made it clear that he would not meet with President Trump until the U.S. was ready for a comprehensive conversation on trade. The diplomatic trip comes amid a deepening trade dispute between the two countries. Trump has imposed 25% tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminium, and threatened broader tariffs on all Canadian imports starting April 2.